Okahe, Buju, Nij, Anishinaabe, Doog. Hello, my fellow Anishinaabe, and welcome back to Buju, Nanabuju, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nanabuju, and with me today, as always, hoa, the lovely and the talented Natasha. Ikadon bonjour, sweetie.
Bonjour, Gakina. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show.
And today, our Ojibwe word of the day. What do you think, sweetie? What should our Ojibwe word of the day be?
Well, are you going to tell the story about crow and bear?
Oh, yeah. Let's make that the Ojibwe words. Today's Ojibwe words of the day, ondeg, crow, and makwa, bear. Because this is the story of ondeg and makwa. This is the story of the crow and the bear. Oh, what? All right. So back in the days of the grandfathers, when Gitchimanadu was creating the bird nation, all the birds had great purpose. Migazi, the eagle, was to be the people's messenger of prayers and thanks.
Oh.
Kekek, the hawk, he too was a messenger, but he was a messenger of the people's needs and good medicine.
Hmm.
And then there was Mang, the loon, and he was a teacher of love and relationships. Well, then Kichimanadu makes Ondeg, the crow. And just then, as he was giving out purposes, he gets called away. And so Gitchimanadu was like, hold on here. I'll be right back. But Ondeg was impatient. And he was like, to heck with this.
Oh, geez.
And he flew off. Well, pretty soon, you know, Ondeg, he found himself without a purpose. He found himself without a job. So he's just kind of walking around there and on the side of the road. And he sees Makwa, the bear. And he goes up to Makwa and he says, hey, Makwa, I don't have a purpose. I don't know what my job in life should be. And can you teach me your ways? And so Makwa was like, well, absolutely. I'll teach you the ways of the bear. And so Makwa takes him into the woods and he shows him where the good berries are to eat. And then he takes him down to the river and he shows him how to fish by smacking a fish right out of the river.
Oh, what?
And then he takes him to the old res dump and he shows him where the good garbage to eat is. And then he takes him back to his what do they have? His cave. He goes back to his home and he says, Ondeg, I have shown you all my ways, and now I will show you how we take a nap for the whole winter.
Oh.
And Ondeg goes, Makwa, you take a nap all winter long? You know, you have shown me your ways, and I appreciate it. I honor you for that.
Mm.
And these ways are good for you, but I do not think they're so good for me. But I'll tell you what. In the spring, let's get together again, and we'll have some dinner. Because I appreciate you showing me your ways, but I must continue on my way and find my own purpose. But this is why every spring when you go to the dump, you will see Makwa the bear and Ondeg the crow having dinner together.
Oh, jeez.
Because they are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and this is the story of Ondeg and Makwa, the crow and the bear.
Oh, wow.
All right. You want to add anything to this, sweetie?
No, that's a good story, though.
All right. Well, then, I think I'll say, you know, thank you for listening. Miigwech bizandawayeg. To Buju,
not a Buju.
The podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nanabuju.
And I am Natasha.
And I will see you again. Gigawabamin, Minowa. Hawa.
Hawa. All right. Good job, honey.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie.